Before we go into singing the hymn and closing, I'm just going to give a few closing remarks. Brother Rafael gave a wonderful closing discourse, and I'd just like to give a few closing remarks. We'll have Brother Rafael end with a word of prayer, and then we'll sing hymn 64. First of all, I would just like to thank, on behalf of the local ecclesia here, like to thank all who were able to attend here. The convention is not possible unless we have all the brethren together. The chance we have of having the brethren serve, those who are able to serve in a capacity of giving the discourses, we're so thankful to all of you. The lessons were fantastic. I think we could all say we were richly blessed by them. We'd like to thank all the brethren who served in helping with all the temporal things, from preparing the food, helping serve other brethren in whatever capacity that was, taking Bible class, helping with the technical part of it. And in any way that you have helped, we thank you for all your service. We also, for those who played the hymns of the music, it makes us able to sing a little better. Probably a lot better, but it's hard to end a convention. I'm really thankful for everything that we have, and it's a wonderful thing. But at this convention, we had quite a diversity of topics. And the beauty of that is that it stimulates us in different ways. It causes us to think about all kinds of things in God's plan. There is so much to God's Word. It's not just one aspect, but it is full of ideas and thoughts and meaning. And it should stimulate us to want to look into it, to study it, and to realize that it should lead us to Jesus. It should lead us to want to be like Him, to be images of Him and who He was. And we should say, like the psalmist said in Psalms 34:8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." I think we can all say that. You know, we've had wonderful temporal meals. But brethren, as Brother Raphael mentioned, he said the recipe to living and being Christ-like is in the Bible. Well, the Bible is full of recipes of Christian living. Let us delve into them. Let us taste of the Word of God. And let us let it fulfill, work in us. Because when we taste and see that the Word of God is good, it encourages us and it should satisfy us. It should give us that strength and encouragement to continue on through our everyday lives. When we go through trials and difficulties, experiences, when we're at work with fellow mankind, and the things that are said and done, and the times that they look down upon God and His way, remember these words and take courage, take comfort in them, that God's way eventually will be known throughout the world. All mankind will eventually know and be able to say, "We all know God." And they will all be able to say that the Lord is good. So, brethren, let us go forth from this convention with our hearts encouraged. And let us share with those who are around that we meet, with our fellow brethren, share the joys that are in our heart. Share the blessings. Encourage one another. And continue to be faithful to our Heavenly Father. With that, I also would like to say God be with you all. And we are so thankful to every one of you who are able to make it here. We love you all. And we hope that every one of you can be back again next year, if Lord willing. Brethren, as we're just before we sing hymn 64, in about 25-30 minutes after this, there will be a lunch for anyone who is able to stay. I hope you can, we would like you to join us in our, I guess, little tradition. In the singing of hymn 64, we would like you all to stand up and form a circle around And so that we can look at each other as we sing hymn 64. Let us make one big circle around the outside.